Season 2, Episode 13, How to Remove a Tampon Without Hurting.
Nina is the host of the Keep It 100 Girl show. Keep It 100 means keeping the conversation real and true with no filters. She wants to be that positive influence in your life. Nina helps people who want to learn how to do it with confidence. Her episodes are directed to the uninformed girl and guy.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Oh, my God!
That's right. Think of me as your go-to girlfriend. Every week, Nina chops it up. This show is dedicated to empowering women of all ages. For women who don't know their worth and even the strength of their girl power throughout their life, well, look, I'm going to talk about cool, relatable TMI moments that happen to us all on a regular basis, starting with puberty right down to the M train. This podcast is a woman's handbook full of self-care mantras dedicated to all my girly friends who are just too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask sensitive questions about love, sex, dating, even their feminine or sexual health. Look, I'm going to give you that muscle power to make informed decisions in life with real confidence and understand your body a little better. By the end of this episode, I want you to say, oh my God, that's totally me, or I want you to be able to relate. In addition to my own experiences, real women give their real mother friggin' advice. They're going to express their personal bloopers when it comes to sensitive, girly stuff. You know, all those conversations you already have with your girlfriends on a daily? Well, it happens right here. We, myself included, celebrate embarrassment by telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. My hand is raised. How about you?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
Whose mom was a firm believer of thick, and I mean thick, capital T-H-I-C-K, pads? I'm really not embarrassed to talk about this. And this week's Nina Juice, I have several personal real-life bathroom episodes with how tampons work, or sort of how, but kind of, but not really. Until we become that seasoned pro tampon user, there's a bunch of girly snafus you're going to experience along the way, and I'm here to tell you about them. But it all starts with this. The more you know your own body and how you feel, the less scary it is. Stuff like sex, menstruation, and everything down there, your lady bits, and all that mischief is totally natural. Don't feel embarrassed about it. You're not alone. I mean, you thought you were the only one that had made all of these mistakes, but after this episode, you're gonna feel slightly less stupid. And if we all start sticking things in our vag, we got to know some tampon tricks. Back in the day, our mothers would purchase these giant, heavy-duty turbo pads. I remember vividly going into the closet and finding these Stay-Free pads. And I don't even know if they still have Stay-Free pads, but let me tell you this. It felt like having a grown-size mattress in between your legs and your underwear. So until you start doing your own shopping, you get your own money, perhaps, or maybe it's that girlfriend that just slaps it in your hand, you really start paying closer attention to tampons and the usage. Because your mother tends not to make mention that they even existed when your whole period life begins. Until you're really old enough to do it on your own and buy your own stashes. I credit my high school buddy for slapping a tampon literally in my hand while we were hanging out in my bedroom, and these were her exact words. She instructed me to start using them. and no further instruction. Which leads me here. I'm going there. Yes, I'm going there with my own real life tampon tips and tricks. Because I always wondered why it was uncomfortable to sit after inserting a tampon. And then one of my friends informed me that, you know, girly, you have to push the applicator inside it and insert it, not just stick the applicator outside or have it hanging outside your vagina, right? I got snippets of information here and there. You know, I kind of was watching commercials a little closer. Not that they reveal a whole lot, but just, you know what I mean? Just actually paying attention. And then just reading the instructions, looking at the pictures and just following along and putting that theory to practice. Never used a tampon? Well, you know what? Everybody gets creeped out having to start using a tampon for the first time. Most of us don't even want to look and touch down there when we're 13, 14 years old, right? Relax. At first, shit down there does look scary, especially when no one has explained anything to you. It's not going away, though. And from this point onwards, you need to get to know your vag. Tampon tip number one. A mirror and a good light makes for a very, very good introduction. There is an art and a science to inserting a tampon without pain, which is what we're going to talk about. So for all you pubers, which I call those girlies that are on the verge of puberty or going through it and it's knocking on your door, first timers and you veterans that are listening, here's some real talk on what to expect. And for you mothers out there trying to have this conversation or can't have this conversation because you're too embarrassed, let your daughter hear this episode, and hopefully this will be an easier dialogue for you to have. We all have our own magic formula, because we all learn differently, don't we? I think we all have that fear, and the fear of looking at those instructions on the box adds more fear, that you're going to do something wrong, that something is going to go awry, and it might lead to something catastrophic. But it all starts with knowing your flow. I mean, don't you hate that bloody feeling of Niagara Falls in your bits every time you sit up, cough, or sneeze when you have that tampon inside? So I want you to think about your flow and think of it from day one through to day five and when it makes sense to use a tampon. Pause. Hold that thought. During your cycle, there are certain days to use a tampon, right? Just talked about day one through five. Sizing of the tampon ranges from super to super plus to regular and light. And typically, day one and two are your heaviest days. That being said, look, I would recommend using a super absorbent tampon. Some ladies double up. They might use a liner. They might use some sort of light, thin pad, just as extra coverage in case you go over that 4-hour window, which is the time that you should only be wearing a tampon, from 1 to 4 hours. Then you change. If you are changing every 2 hours, that signals a bigger and deeper problem. So you might want to visit your doctor if you're bleeding that much. Tampon tip number two. Don't ever want to use a super or super plus tampon, and I did this myself, that's why I'm telling you guys, on day 4 and 5. And this is why. You tend to have less bleeding on day 4 and 5, and you're tending to get a little drier inside your vagina. So pulling out that super or super plus is like pulling out, how could I say this? Pulling out a cork from a wine bottle, if you get what I mean. Your blood flow is less, so you don't need as much absorbency come day 4 and day 5. And naturally, if you have a shorter period cycle, then you would adjust those dates accordingly. But if your tampon gets stuck, there are times where, look, I've just had to kind of pee it out and then remove the tampon. But it made the removal 10 times easier by falling or sliding out. Day 5 to me is considered the drip drop days. So a panty liner, or in addition to the panty liner, you could use those light, super thin tampons to manage those unwanted surprises. If you're like me and you geek out about great hotels, get yourself to NYC. From modern and sleek to upscale and chic, Hotel Tonight is an app that I use to book all my hotel travel. And they have got something for everyone at every budget. You can get a room that is modern, airy, and you're smack dab in the middle of the epicenter of the Big Apple. Are you looking for swanky? Then, you know, look for a Soho location where every room features floor-to-ceiling windows and custom-made chic and swag. So I'm giving my friends $25 off their first booking if you use my code. And my code is NIBABEL. You just need to download the app to your phone. Man, that hurts. So on day 3 to 5, pulling out a tampon, people, is a little trickier. Your vag, like I told you earlier, is a little drier at the end of your cycle. That's exactly how it feels. That slow, then pop, and then exhale feeling. You want to feel like you're ripping your insides out? Then try it, because you won't like it. All right, the whole paper versus plastic discussion is warranted. And I'll start by saying, take the cardboard or plastic applicator off after putting a tampon in, inserting it in. Don't leave the applicator portion in. Next, I'm gonna also add by saying, cardboard is the absolutely worst option out there. And to all my eco-friendly, conscious, power to the people, gorgeous beauties, look, I'm going to tell you, the whole purpose of plastic is that it just glides in due to the rounded edge of the applicator. Cardboard has no rounded edges, ladies. So I'm telling you this, it literally feels like a board. And furthermore, you can't really get past your first knuckle without freaking out or backing down. Let's keep it 100. Sup, girlies? Welcome back to another season of Girl Cam. We are reppin'
ATL.
That's right, on the campus of Spelman College, we interview these college girls and ask them during the time of the month, what do they prefer, paper versus plastic? You know how it is, there's an art and a science to putting it in and out. But let's hear what these girlfriends had to say in 3, 2, 1.
Paper versus plastic.
Plastic.
And why do you prefer plastic over paper?
that my mom didn't tell me. Feel like it's just more maybe durable. Like you can like reuse it over and over.
Yeah. Paper or plastic?
Plastic.
And have you ever tried paper?
Isn't that the Tampax? Text, I don't like it. Like, but my first try was just cardboard, and I didn't like it.
Right. So plastic.
Plastic. It's just easier and.
Glide.
Yeah, it's just easier and convenient.
Okay.
My mom taught me to use paper, but I'm more of like a plastic. Yeah.
And who taught you to use the plastic?
My friends.
They did?
Yeah. They were like, you know, like, it's so much easier. Like, it's so weird just having a pad on you. So, yeah.
So when you use a tampon, do you use it from day 1 through 5 of your cycle, or you just use it on day 4 or 5, or use both pads and tampons?
Well, at night I use a pad just in case, because I don't want to like get UTI or anything. Yeah, so stuff like that. But for the most part, I wear a tampon because it's just don't know. I don't. You know, when it's not heavy, then I wear a pad or a pain liner, but I mostly wear tampons. It's just more convenient and it's more
comfortable.
Yeah. It's like I have a diaper on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, plastic. Took me a minute.
And why plastic? If you had to tell somebody to choose plastic.
Like the applicator?
Mm-hmm.
Because they slide in easier. They're more comfortable.
Have you tried paper?
Yeah, and they're not comfortable.
Right. Is that what it sounds like?
I don't know. I just imagine it because this paper, I don't know. It feels so, I don't know. Just during that
like
time.
Cardboard.
It's like,
it's like cardboard.
That.
Yeah.
That's not comfortable at all.
Yeah. It's true. It's, it hurts.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have it in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Have you tried paper?
Yes, only when I absolutely have to and there's no other options, no pads, but I don't like it. It just feels, I don't know, it absorbs things it doesn't need to. So, no.
Yeah.
No thanks.
And who exposed you to tampons?
TV, I guess. I mean, my mother passed away when I was 9, which is technically before my period, so, I mean, I've always known what a tampon was. It wasn't something I discovered when I was 12, so.
And then the usage of a tampon, you did your own research, or someone helped you with that?
I used to read books on female anatomy when I was, 6, so I figured it out.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess I'm a bio major. So
right.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. That I guess it was self-taught.
Okay.
Figured it out. No one demonstrated it for sure. But,
right.
Yeah.
Sup, girlies? Did you learn something new? Did you relate to any of those stories? Do you know a girlfriend who could use that information? Or was it just a refresher course? Either way, subscribe to my YouTube channel so you don't miss the juice on next week's video. Peace.
So this is the gist of the episode, how to insert a tampon without hurting. Look, math class wasn't the only place where you learned about 60, 90, 180 degree angles, but it's the key to inserting a tampon. Because look, coughing out a tampon isn't cute as you're walking. It isn't a good look. And you know what? It's going to change your mood in a second. Whether it's lying down or being in a sitting position with your knees up and humped over the toilet, in the first 3 seconds, let me tell you, the slightest wrong angle will give you the unwanted nip, whether it's on the inside or the outside, especially, again, if you're using that cardboard applicator. Next, this is also kind of the worst feeling, but ever push a cotton applicator out too soon and then have to kind of push it back in and reinsert it, it doesn't work. You end up having to throw it out. So it's either the cotton piece goes in and you've kind of lost the mechanics of pushing it in because the applicator didn't go anywhere. Look, it's a mess. And anyone listening who's a seasoned pro will totally get what I'm saying. But if you don't, just know that if you end up with the applicator not going in but the cotton piece going in, or the opposite, just throw it out. It's not even worth saving it or reusing it or recycling it or reinserting it. And even worse, this always happens when it's your last tampon or the only option is using cardboard, because let me tell you, it hurts. So I would tell girls out there, don't aim straight up, right? You want to point it back at an angle, a little towards the back of your vagina, like a slight, for me, it's always like I bend my knees, kind of crouch at a 45 degree angle, and then just insert it. Or I sit on the toilet, insert it there. Tip number 4. I haven't personally had to, but using lube or coconut oil at the end of the tampon might also help from avoiding the abrasion, especially if you're using cardboard. First timers, this episode was really for you. But lastly, being a virgin, let me tell you, there's no association between being a virgin and inserting a tampon. They have nothing to do with each other. And if you were raised to believe that only sluts use them and it was unacceptable, your mother, like every other mother out there, uses this scare tactic to scare you straight. And that's exactly what it is. Let me say this another way. Inserting a tampon is not the equivalent to having sex. It doesn't feel like sex, or what he would feel like either. One of the important things is to relax, practice, and find that right size of tampon that fits. If you're tensing up, it's because you're scared and you're uncomfortable, and that's totally natural. It's going to happen. Even as a seasoned pro, it's going to happen. But next time you're in the shower, just try sticking your finger in, maybe just trying to understand the sides, width, and how comfortable and tense you are, or even if the shower makes you comfortable. This will help you get more of a better understanding of yourself and helps you figure out what angle works best. I remember taking some time personally just to read the instructions and look at the pictures ad nauseum just to make sure I found what was comfortable for me. If you're a virgin, a tampon may cause your hymen to stretch or tear, FYI. And a hymen is a thin layer of tissue that will be broken at some point in your life, either from a fall, masturbation, tampon, or just sex. And if you want to look up hymen, it's spelled H-Y-M-E-N. So it only happens once, it sucks, it's a little sore, and it's never an issue again. But it can be a pain the first time you start using tampons. So I encourage you to do some research and it will help you be more comfortable. Next, I want to talk about the string. Look, don't cut it, because it serves a purpose. When it's time to change, you're going to pull and yank that string gently to remove the tampon. And usually, you know, you want to tuck the string up between your pelvic region or even your leg to avoid, like, when you're peeing, so it doesn't get wet and you just don't have to engage your hands with a wet string, if you know what I mean. Lastly, we're going to talk about healthier options, because this wasn't available for me. When it comes to feminine care and your reproductive health, girly nation, there are a lot more healthier options of tampons that are now available. So brands like Lola, Seventh Generation, L Organic, Natura Care, The Honest Company, and Cora are revolutionizing menstrual health. Our menstrual health by offering products designed by women and made for women. These are organic cotton tampons with BPA-free plastic, which is a healthy must-have for every girl starting her period life. In the Cosmopolitan article that is called The Best Organic Tampons and What You Need to Know About Them, Dr. Nita Landry from the show The Doctors says, look, there's no verifiable data proving that organic tampons are any safer than regular tampons. So, however, with that being said, she says, if you feel your experience is less vaginal irritation when you use organic tampons, then go for it. Because the main difference between your typical store-bought tampons and organic tampons is the non-organic tampon will contain non-organic materials. So it's rayon, chlorine, bleached cotton, FYI. And these are used to absorb high amounts of menstrual blood and really control the smell of blood when it comes in contact with pee, and naturally blood smells when it dries. Organic tampons should use 100% cotton. And they haven't been exposed to pesticides, dyes, and toxins. So that's the key difference. However, Dr. Fitch from this article does point out that organic doesn't mean all natural and free of chemicals whatsoever. If you want a dye-free, not just chlorine bleach-free, as most organic tampons are, make sure to research your product. So I gave you like at least 5 or 7 options to research, and make sure they're just not slapping that organic sticker on the on the box as a marketing tool or gimmick. Tip number five, if you're scared of yourself down there, of your mischief, then that's the first thing you should address and what you're putting inside. Menstrual talk. You know your body best. Stay away from those super sized tampons when you're first starting your period, because it's going to make you scared of tampons for years. Start with a variety pack, small, regular, super, super plus, experiment, and then graduate to the next level. By practicing, I know it sounds weird, but it helps, getting them in comfortably. Also, now you have different types of tampons. You have tampons for teenagers, you have tampons for active girls, if you do sports, which is so cool. So you don't have to worry about that kind of anything showing. It's designed for, I guess, when you're wearing sports clothes. I've never used it, but it's out there. So the goal during this episode was to point you in the right direction. And now I've given you the tools, the confidence to do your own research and practice. Some people just have to learn things their own way. I think the worst part of it all is that it feels like it should be easy since everyone else has been doing it for a long time. But as you can see, you are not the only one, and I am not the only one with this struggle. Key is to get comfortable with yourself first. Just go gently. It may take hours, it may take you months, but the important thing is to go at a pace that you feel comfortable. And it could be nerves that you aren't or relaxed enough, or maybe you just grew up in a household where you were taught to believe that anything associated down there is untouchable. Are you still terrified of tampons or consider yourself a pro? Then you know what? You need to do two things. Thing number one, reply to this episode, or you can email me directly at nina@ninababel.com and tell me what you're still struggling with, or what is that question you still have, that burning question that has not been answered. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. Thing number two, why not take this to the comments and let's brainstorm together. If you enjoy this podcast, like or share it with your friends and head on over to the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page so you never ever miss another episode or the conversation. In case you missed it, if you are struggling not to be in a layaway girl situation that's making it harder and harder to move on, the 100 Tribe wants to hear more about it. Check out episode number 10. Well, that's my reel. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review on iTunes. I'm signing off. I keep it 100. I keep it real and true. Smooches.